From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Pear and Unit in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Harvest Market in Lumley always drew a bustling crowd, with vendors arriving from three different provinces. A familiar pattern emerged each market day: 3 cloth stalls, 2 butter stalls, and 5 vegetable stalls. Lumley's mayor insisted on these fixed numbers, believing the marketplace became easier to look at if you knew what you were looking at. This particular morning, the familiar order was about to be tested. Pear had come to the market with a simple errand: buying butter for her aunt. Unit, however, visited Lumley for a different reason. He hadn't stepped foot in the town for 11 years and felt curious about how the prices might have shifted. Their paths crossed unexpectedly near the cloth stalls. Pear was still navigating the market, trying to locate the butter vendors. Unit, a former peddler of woolens, habitually checked prices wherever he went, and today he was comparing woolen bolts. They arrived at the same moment, recognized each other from the academy, and paused for a quick chat. As they spoke, an argument erupted nearby. A young farmer stood at the middle cloth stall, clutching a length of brown wool against his chest. His finger jabbed furiously toward the other two stalls. "This is 11 coppers for an arm span," he declared to the middle vendor. "That one over there is 8 coppers a bolt, and the one further down is 1 copper a yard. You're clearly cheating me. I can buy the same cloth for less money anywhere else." The middle vendor, an old woman with remarkably calm hands, simply shook her head. "I don't believe that's true," she said softly. "My cloth is the same as theirs." "Then why do you charge more?" the farmer demanded. The old woman's expression remained serene. "I don't think I do," she replied. Frustrated, the farmer tossed the brown wool back onto the stall and turned to leave. Unit, stepping forward, spoke with quiet politeness. "Excuse me, perhaps I can assist?" The farmer hesitated, his shoulders still tense. Pear, who had been listening intently, offered a reassuring smile. "Please," she said, "we both teach mathematics. We untangle problems like this every day." The farmer looked from Pear to Unit, then to the old woman. He let out a long sigh. "Untangle it, then," he conceded, though his voice still held a note of suspicion.
Unit moved methodically toward the 3 cloth stalls, his gaze sweeping over the displayed prices. Stall 1, Mira's, 8 coppers per bolt. Stall 2, the old woman's, 11 coppers per arm span. Stall 3, Brand's, 1 copper per yard. He pulled a small worn notebook from his pocket and carefully recorded each price. "We have 3 different prices," he observed, "and 3 different units: bolt, arm span, yard. These numbers aren't directly comparable as they are written."
"They are fixed pairings," Pear explained in a quiet voice. "Each price represents a ratio. Stall 1 offers 8 coppers for 1 bolt. Stall 2 sells 11 coppers for 1 arm span. And stall 3 provides 1 copper for 1 yard. We have 3 ratios, but we need to find a common second side for them." Unit nodded, understanding immediately. "Per 1," he clarified. "Per 1 of the same thing." He turned back to the farmer. "Tell me, how many yards are in a bolt?" The farmer paused, thinking. "A bolt is 8 yards," he stated. "Everyone knows that." "And an arm span?" Unit prompted. "An arm span is about 1.5 yards, the farmer replied. "Mine is a hair more than my brother's, but we usually round it to 1.5 yards. Unit jotted down the conversions in his notebook. 1 bolt equals 8 yards. 1 arm span equals 1.5 yards. He drew a neat line beneath the conversions and began to calculate each price based on a common unit. Stall 1, 8 coppers per bolt equals 8 coppers per 8 yards equals 1 copper per yard. Stall 2, 11 coppers per arm span equals 11 coppers per 1.5 yards equals 7.33 coppers per yard. Stall 3, 1 copper per yard equals 1 copper per yard."
He underlined the final per yard prices. "Stalls 1 and 3, he announced, offer the same price, 1 copper per yard. Stall 2, however, charges more than 7 coppers per yard. Stall 2 is more than 7 times as expensive."
The farmer's eyes widened, his jaw dropping slightly. "I knew it!" he exclaimed, a triumphant note returning to his voice. "She is cheating me!" "Wait a moment," Pear interjected. While Unit had been absorbed in his calculations, she had been closely examining the cloth on the old woman's stall. "Look at this fabric." She picked up a length of the brown wool, rubbing it gently between her fingers. Then she held it up, letting the sunlight filter through the weave. "This isn't the same cloth as the others," she observed. "This wool is finer. The weave is noticeably tighter, and the wool itself has been combed twice, not just once. It's a different product entirely. You're not paying for the same yardage. You're paying for a different grade of cloth." The old woman, who had watched the entire process with her calm hands folded in her lap, nodded slowly. "It's 3-pass wool," she confirmed. "It costs more to make. The sheep are a different breed, and the carding process is more intensive. That's why the price is higher." The anger drained from the farmer's face, replaced by a profound confusion. He had shifted from feeling cheated to utterly bewildered in a matter of seconds. "Then how do I compare them?" he asked, his voice subdued. "If the cloth isn't the same, I can't compare prices, can I?" "You compare the same things," Unit explained gently. "Per yard, yes, but also per same grade. Stalls 1 and 3 offer the same grade of wool. Stall 2 offers a different grade. You can honestly compare stall 1 to stall 3. Both are 1 copper per yard, but you cannot directly compare stall 2 to either of them." "So what is stall 2 for?" the farmer wondered. "It's for people who specifically want finer cloth," Pear answered. "People who might prefer a 1-to-1 ratio of stitches per inch rather than a 1-to-2. The fixed pairing here is different, and the price naturally reflects that particular pairing." The farmer looked at all 3 stalls again, then at the brown wool he had so dramatically thrown back. He picked it up once more, rubbing it between his fingers just as Pear had done. "It is finer," he admitted, a note of surprise in his voice. "Yes," Pear confirmed. "But I don't need fine wool," he said. "I need wool that won't tear easily." "Then stall 1 or stall 3 would suit your needs," Unit suggested. "They are the same price. You can pick whichever vendor seems friendlier."
The farmer considered this, scanning the 3 vendors. Mira at stall 1 was engrossed in a small book, not looking up. Bran at stall 3 was loudly chatting with another customer. The old woman at stall 2 had simply resumed her knitting, her needles clicking softly. "Stall 1," the farmer decided. He walked over to Mira's stall and quietly purchased 8 yards of brown wool for 8 coppers. The old woman set down her knitting, offering Pear and Unit a warm smile. "You two are very skilled at this," she said. "It's simply our profession," Pear replied. "All 3 prices were fair, in the end," Unit mused. "Once you reduce them to a common per yard unit, the comparison becomes honest. 2 of the per yard prices happened to be identical. The 3rd, however, clearly reflected a different grade of material. The farmer didn't see the grade. He only saw 3 different numbers." "Most people only see the numbers," the old woman agreed, her gaze thoughtful. "That's precisely why the academy exists," Pear said gently. "We teach children to look past the raw numbers. We help them see what the numbers are actually about. A ratio remains meaningless until you truly understand its second side. A rate, similarly, is meaningless until you reduce it to a common per 1. We had to teach that farmer in 3 minutes what we typically teach our students over an entire year," Unit added with a wry smile. "He'll grasp the per yard concept now," Pear predicted. "The idea of differing grades will take him longer to understand, but that's perfectly acceptable." The old woman picked up her knitting once more. "Thank you," she said. "I make this finer wool because my daughter's hands cramp at the loom now. She works more slowly. The wool is better, but she sells less of it. People often don't truly understand what finer means." Pear and Unit lingered for a few more minutes. Before leaving, they purchased a small length of the fine wool from the old woman, ensuring her mourning wasn't a complete loss. They split the cost between them. Only then did Pear remember the butter she had originally come for.
That evening, as they walked back to the academy along the quiet road, Pear broke the silence. "I was thinking about Echo today," she said.
"Echo, your sister?" Unit asked softly.
"Yes." Unit offered no further words, simply continuing their steady pace. "She would have seen the 3 stalls just as we did," Pear continued, her voice tinged with melancholy. She always saw the fixed pairing behind everything. She understood the what goes with what. Unit murmured. I think Echo would have truly liked the Academy. I think she would have, Unit agreed, his tone gentle. I believe she would have become a wonderful Pair One counter. Pear offered a small, wistful smile. They walked on, the silence comfortable between them. You know what the Academy doesn't have yet? Pear said after a while. An ensemble lesson specifically about this, about the three-stall scenario, about the grade of the cloth problem, about how reducing to per one only works when the thing on each side of the ratio is genuinely comparable. Then we shall teach it next month, Unit decided, for Kit 4. We'll write it together. All right, Pear said, a hint of renewed energy in her voice. They completed the rest of their journey without speaking. The hills outside Loomly grew very quiet as the sun dipped below the horizon.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pear and Unit. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.